The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way. And that's with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts and help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations, and their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/bluewire. That's 60% off at babbel.com/bluewire, spelled BABBEL.com/bluewire. Rules and restrictions apply.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchles.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is June 1st, and yes, we're going to talk about baseball. I have a flight to catch, so I'm so sorry. This is going to be a very short podcast today. Blake Snell did really well, not just because it rhymes, because he threw lots of good four-seamers inside the zone for a ton of strikes, while the breaking balls went 8 for 20 strikes. The changeup adapted to really help out here, 40% CSW, but that's not really the long-term game plan. So this kind of felt like a blame it on the Marlins for Blake Snell. Cubs, Coors, and Rays are next. It's going to be a tough little run. I really hope Snell gets those breakers back. George Kirby did super well against Yankees. It's nice to see it up to 97 miles per hour, which is nearly two ticks on the fastball, which is great. Louis Varland against the Astros really surprised me with the win. 7 innings, 0 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. Pounded heaters for 40% CSW, but the cutter was really effective. The slider and changeup came in. Like, lots of good stuff here. I hate the fact that Varland gets the Rays and Jays next. I wasn't really that in on this one against the Astros because I felt like it was a sub 50% chance of success, but he came through. I feel like that same probability is assigned for the Rays and Jays, but maybe not. And after that, I really do like Varland. Tommy Henry against Rocky Road got the win, 7 innings and 0 earned runs. In 7 Ks, he doesn't do that. He had a 12.6% strikeout rate before this start. Even though I was like, oh, I feel like Tommy Henry should be the stream, and I didn't do it, and I hate myself. But he does get the Nationals and Tigers next. So maybe Tommy Henry can come through if he has a 6 over 21 whiff rate on his changeup. Swing strike rate, I should say. Julio Teheran went 6 innings shutout with 0 strikeouts. As Felix, my editor, would say, he earned the golden toast because there is no butter on that bread. I call him the golden sun as the most gold star of all. Anyway, do not do that. Clark Schmidt's kind of interesting when he gets the Mariners, 5.2 innings, 0 earned runs, 7 Ks, 49% CSW between the curve and sweeper, which is really nice to see. And now he gets the White Sox, who are a team that struggles against right-handers throwing good breaking balls. We just saw that with Jaime Barria tonight. I'll get that to that in a moment. But that's kind of cool. And so I hope that it does work out for Schmidt there. It's the first time I might be saying, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm interested in Schmidt now because of that curveball and sweeper working as well as they did. Justin Steele, he left the game with forearm tightness. So I really hope he's okay. I have my doubts. Carlos Carrasco against the Phils, 6 innings, 1 earned run, 6 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. Curveball was a one-time thing last time. And the slider that replaced it went 0-for-12 CSW. Now he gets Atlanta, and I don't want to do this. Braxton Garrett did really well, 42% CSW for King Cole against the Padres. Changeup woke up for 6 over 16 whiffs, and the sinker returned 11 over 34 called strikes. Cutter had a 62% CSW, which is so strange because the slider is Garrett's best pitch. Braxton Garrett is normally a slider first guy, and then everything else is helping. And that just went 3-for-19 whiffs. Lots of foul balls. And sometimes when I think about foul balls and pitches, is it normally taking from swing strikes or is it taking from balls in play? This was a day that was taking from swing strikes. So I think with Kansas City, Chicago White Sox, and Washington up next, I'm all for Braxton Garrett and holding through that stretch at the very least. James Paxton, as the Axtons fought, they each earn an award. That is, Axton Garrett got the King call while James Axton got the Gallows Ball, 22 whiffs, 8 strikeouts, 1 earned run in 5 innings. I lowered him on the list because I didn't know if the fastball was just a two-time thing. And then it got worse. And it's like, well, I don't really know after three starts. So small sample still. And I should have believed more because he dominated with it. We're talking 25%. 12 whiffs on it, while the curve actually came to fruition here, 39% CSW, and the cutters earned a 25% swing strike rate. So that's three out of four starts with the heater looking good. That's one now with secondaries looking good. I really want to hope this is the real deal of James Paxton. Jaime Barilla, as I mentioned, did well against the White Sox, one run in five innings. The slider came through as it should. Now he gets the Cubs, Rangers, and Dodgers. We don't do that. Joey Wentz against the Rangers, no way. Keegan Aiken opened for Austin Vaughn. That was very bad. Jared Schuster got four walks and one strikeout in 5.1 innings against the Oakland Athletics, but got the win in 200 runs, and it's a streaming victory, but at what cost? 2 out of 24 slider whiffs and 13% CSW. He just could not do what he wanted to do. He does get the Mets next, which I don't really want, but if I see the slider back and everything's looking okay, then fine. Tigers and Rocky Road, I can understand that. Alec Manoah against the Brewers still did not come through for your fantasy teams, and it's just stop doing it. Zach Eflin against the Cubs, poor quality start, 5 base runners, 5 strikeouts, cutters back to 39% CSW, all good here. Luke Weaver against the Red Sox, very interesting. I actually liked his cutter and change of pitch separation. Fastball maybe could use a little bit of work. Now he does get Milwaukee, and that could be kind of cool. So I'm considering that one in deep leagues, Luke Weaver against the Brewers next. Dane Dunning against Detroit was kind of mediocre, 14 over 33 called strikes on the sinker. But I should take that back. It was really a careful Icarus. 5 innings were really good, and the 6th he allowed 2 hits, and then they both came around to score and just kind of ruined this entire game. I don't really think that the strikeout rate that he had here, 6 strikeouts in 5 innings, is Dane Dunning's go-to now. I feel like it's still just a mess. I don't want to do this. Patrick Corbin against the Dodgers? Yeah, no. James Caprillion against Atlanta actually did kind of well with his 4-seamer with an 81% strike rate and 25% swing strike rate. So maybe that actually sticks around. And if it does with the slider, this should work against the Pirates next. But that's a big if. Mitch Keller got singled out against the Giants. Don't worry too much about this. 8 strikeouts, 14 whiffs, 35% CSW, but 400 runs, 10 hits in 6 innings. It's Oakland, Chicago, Cubs, and then Milwaukee next. So that's going to be wonderful. Aaron Nola did not do well against the Mets. 6 innings, 400 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, 5 Ks. Honestly, just like 1 and run too many. It's not so terrible. 117 whip and 5 Ks, but yeah, the loss in 400 runs. You don't want that. It's Aaron Nola. At this point, like, I can't really give you analysis about what's going on. You need to change this. No, Aaron Nola is just whatever. Like, he keeps starting the man. Hopefully, he goes on an amazing stretch again. It's going to be a little bit of oscillation through the year, and that's that. Noah Syndergaard, yeah. No. He even said that he would sacrifice his hypothetical firstborn child to pitch like he used to. His quote, not mine. Hunter Brown against the Twins, very disappointing. 4.2 innings of 5 earned runs, and we'll talk about him, a couple other pitchers, and of course, today and tomorrow starters after this break. So Hunter Brown, 4.2 innings, 5 earned runs against the Twins. Curve and slider went 19% CSW combined, and that's really the thing here. The 4-seamer, lots of called strikes. I do like the general locations of those breakers, but he didn't even throw underneath at all, which meant that they were able to be hit more than I would like, but still 8 strikeouts, you know, for Hunter Brown here. So don't worry about it. He's still really good. If someone wants to sell because they're just like frustrated Hunter Brown, which I don't understand, but if they are, I'm so buying. Danielson Lamette started again, which is great. And he didn't do well. And he's under 95 in the fastball and just 4 slider whiffs. And he's pitching for the Rockies. Nope. Alex Wood honestly had a decent slider and sinker at 30% CSW, and it's just not enough. 6 earned runs and 6 hits, 3 walks, 4 Ks, and 4.1 innings against the Pirates. You just don't want to go after Wood. And then there's Shane Bieber and Lance Lynn, who both massively disappointed across 4 innings. For Bieber, it was 4 innings, 7 earned runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Slider actually had a 47% CSW, but it wasn't thrown that often, and the Orioles jumped on 4 cutters for hits and 4 four-seamers for hits. So this is kind of the problem, is that Bieber's slider is the only really good offering, and the other stuff needs to survive. They didn't survive. And that's going to happen. I don't think this is like now the horrible low valley that he'll stay in. It's just, yeah, we recognize this is going to happen. Lance Lynn against the Angels, 4 innings, 8 earned runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks. The offenses are getting better now. This was against the Angels. It's not three, you know, what was it? Royals, Tigers, and Guardians. Yeah, this is going to be worse. So I'm scared moving forward. And the secondary stuff wasn't that great. The fastball and the cutter were fine. But the other stuff was just very wild. So yeah, Lance Lynn, I feel like I want to hold on to him, but you might have to drop him. You might have to. It depends on what's out there. Looking forward to today and tomorrow's starters. Very quickly, Gausman, Scherzer, Lopez, Musgrove, Sale, Valdez today. Very clear auto starts. Hunter Green goes in Boston. I feel like he's still do it. Tanner Bibee against the Twins. I think he's still do it. Jesus Lizardo against the Padres. I think he's still do it. Freddy Peralta against the Jays. I think you still do it. Questionable starts here, though. Demers against the Astros terrifies me. If you're going for strikeouts, okay. But otherwise, ratio-wise, it might be kind of tough. Zach Davies is a stream pick of the day with possibly a very good changeup against the Rockies in Rocky Road, but man, don't want to really do it. Do not start Tier Time and Walker against the Mets. I can't trust the splitter being good enough, and it's the Mets. And Chase Anderson against Arizona, absolutely not. Looking forward to tomorrow, Zach Wheeler, Otani, Javier, Castillo. Castillo's above Javier, I don't know why. Skipped him. Corbin Burns, Clayton Kershaw, Tyler Glasnow, Logan Webb, and Chris Bassett are all on that auto start tier. Really, Bassett against the Mets, don't be perturbed by that. Last start, he's fine. Burns in Cincy, he's a little bit scary. Same with Castillo at Texas. But honestly, I think if you have those guys, you just do it. Probable start tier, John Gray versus Seattle should be good. I don't really love the fastball, but the slider is just that good. I'm going to do it. Justin Verlander versus Toronto is down here because the slider is just not there. And the Jays are very, very good. So be careful. Same with Luis Severino against the Dodgers. It's not quite the same overpowering slider we saw before. It could be a product of small sample. I think I'm still going with it. Against the Dodgers. Merrill Kelly gets Atlanta. He's been on such a roll. I think you're just going to do it here. Bailey Ober against the Guardians could be elevated above those guys, honestly. He's been doing really well with his four-seamer command. A really nice slider lately. Edward Cabrera against the Athletics. As long as he's throwing strikes, that should work. Charlie Morton is a cherry bomb now against the Diamondbacks. I can't run away from this anymore. That's just kind of who he is. And same really with Jack Flaherty, but he gets the Pirates. I feel like that's good enough to start him. In the questionable start tier, our stream pick of the day is a name you might not even know, which is Hogan Harris against the Miami Marlins as he pitches for the Athletics. He had an opener last time, really nice, crafty lefty, and I feel like he can give you 5+ innings here against the Marlins, but it is a questionable start. Like, I'm not doing this in the majority of my leagues, but among the questionable starts, yeah, it's Hogan Harris. Michael Wacha against the Cubs. I don't know if I really like that one. Is the command going to be there or not? I don't know. Better matchup for Hogan Harris against the Marlins. Garrett Whitlock against the Rays. So hopefully he can come through. But yeah, it's just the second start removed. I really like Whitlock for the future. It's just, this is a tough one. Josiah Gray has gotten you a good ERA and pretty much nothing else this year. And he gets a fill, so I'm very cautious about that one. Brandon Williamson could work with his cutters inside to right-handers against the Milwaukee Brewers, but I don't really like it. And Dean Kramer maybe can make it work and steal a win against the Giants. And the do not start tier, Mike Clevinger and Aaron Civale are both coming back from the IL, but they get the Tigers and the Twins, which should actually be something positive, but still ill here. I'm going to play it safe. Do not start for both Clevinger and Aaron Civale. Ronzi Contreras goes against the Cardinals. I don't think his fastball is good enough. And the slider isn't so overwhelming that I need to do it. Just too risky for me. Reese Olson is making his MLB debut for the Tigers against the White Sox. A lot of hype because of his strikeout rates in the minors. Last two starts have totaled 19 strikeouts combined. However, he has a long track record of terrible strike rates and high walk rates. And I don't like starting MLB debuts anyway. So I'm very cautious about this. Even if he has a good start today, it does seem like it would be a small sample, and I wouldn't even trust it as much as I have other guys. Jameson Taillon against the Padres. Hopefully he's in a groove that the Cubs defense can help him here, but he's just not shown it yet. And Jordan Lyles and Austin Gomber going against each other inside of Kansas City, which you think, oh, hey, maybe that can work. Lyles has not come through for you. Neither has Austin Gomber. Just avoid them both. All right, that is it. Thank you all so much for supporting the cast. I will be in Asheville tomorrow. We're also going to The Whale on Sunday. It is a bar in Asheville, The Whale, at 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you are in Asheville or nearby, come on by on Sunday, June 4th at 4 p.m. We're having a mini PL meetup. Love to meet all of you. It would just be a lot of fun just to hang out, just have a beer or two, and just talk about life. And that's about it. So sorry for the quick podcast and all that kind of stuff. I'll have it tomorrow. Might be the same audio quality, might be worse. I'm so sorry in advance. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.